Well, hello there, Poppers. Brian here, and we are back from our break, and not only do we have a new promo, a new episode of Hunt for the Green Wormvember, but we here at DMP also have a new slogan. We're out to play with everyone. Now, before we get into the recap of the last episode and the intro for the new one, today's promo is brought to us by the Storyteller Squad. So let's check it out now.
Hello, adventurers. Do you enjoy stories about monsters and magic? Welcome to Autumn Falls, a cozy small town in the Pacific Northwest. There's mysteries to uncover, but first, let's check in with our heroes.
He's scooping about, like he probably shouldn't be. I'm Hugo Rashad. Fighting monsters isn't the safest thing.
Bright pink, over-caffeinated, it's me, Bethany Miller. When you said disaster queer, every single person looked away.
Can I get verbal confirmation that none of you will say anything about what you saw today? Agent Lonnie Whitaker, reporting in from the Eastie Agency. Lucky for you all, Lonnie is very cool.
It's really weird and bizarre and a whole lot of feeling stuff that I did not want to get into, so I kind of booked it out of there. I'm Raven Eugenia. Every coherent thought has just left my brain.
I just wanted to be friends because that's what everyone else was doing.
My name is Damien Edgecrest. I want to be like these people, you know?
Clearly talking to the tree is not a normal thing that people can do.
I'm Felicity Starnbrook. Surprisingly, I'm useful.
If I'm being perfectly honest, I don't want people knowing what I am. I'm Aiden Brightwood. Well, that was not the magic I expected to be practicing. If you'd like to join our heroes as we play Monster of the Week, then check out the Storyteller Squad, available wherever you listen to podcasts. Let's have an adventure.
So, Poppers, if you need a little help remembering, Leon and Raj were being menaces to the teenagers with attitude, and Wily and Alexander went deeper into the woods, and also Alexander threw Wily deeper into the woods. So let's hope the team can get back together and get back on track to figure out this mystery. So let's not keep you in suspense any longer, Poppers, and start the show.
Andrew, roll me and manipulate someone.
Okay, that is a 9.
All right, they'll do it. But you have to do something for them right now to show that you mean it.
I think that Wily would be like propping himself up on an elbow and like kind of reaching out to him and be like, Brogy, it's me, Wily. It's okay. We're trying to help figure out what's going on.
I think Brogy looks at you and he's like, yo, I gotta protect these kids, yo.
Of course that's Brogy, and that's how Brogy would. I like it. he just says, we're trying to do the same thing. We can help you if you tell us what you know and what's going on.
Yo.
It ran off. I think we're okay. We have backup coming, I think.
Yeah, what's going on with our backup?
Brogy pulls the skateboard off his back and starts rolling over. And I think he just picks up Alexander over his shoulder and then just motions for Wily to get on the front of the skateboard.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say Wily or did you say the kid? I just had a brain fart.
No, he has the kid over one shoulder and he put Alexander over the other shoulder and he motioned down for Wily to get on the skateboard since he's small enough to...
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I had a brain fart. So Wily, he jumps on the skateboard. He's all about this.
Yeah. Yeah. Alexander just goes, well, this is not how I'm normally picked up by bears, but this is fine, I suppose.
Wow.
And then Brogy starts to skateboard you guys back towards the campsite as we go back. As the other two see, I forgot where I left off with you guys.
There was something burrowing, yeah.
Yeah, there was something coming towards us. And then Edgar got yanked by the left leg, right leg, left leg, yeah.
Yeah, there's something yanking him and it starts pulling him towards the woods. What do you guys do?
I'd like to roll protect someone.
All right.
And I get an additional +1 because that is my purpose in life. And that's not good enough. I don't think this is very bad. So that's a 6.
Okay. Do you want to use luck?
I feel like I have to use another one because we can't let Edgar get yoked. but also...
I mean, you guys were about to fucking yoke him yourself. I don't know what you're...
Yeah, but that's our job. I want to be the... I don't want some worm to take the joy from me and... from me and Raj.
Oh, you also know... I think you also noticed that he's pulled away. It managed to pull him away, so he hit his face on the ground, so he has a bloody nose now, too.
Oh, now he's even uglier.
Also, I realized I have one armor, so that 3 armor I took earlier should have been 2.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'm just going to burn another luck point, because I don't want to have him get yoked. Because, again, my whole purpose as a construct is to protect people.
Okay, I think as you pull him free, the thing happens again, and you just have like this energy around you kind of like surges, and you just have, for a few minutes, I think for like a minute or so, you literally have fire literally... extending out of your firing out of your chest like a flamethrower uncontrolled.
Oh, that's awesome. So somebody's getting hurt. Or I've set the forest on fire. One of the two.
Or you set the van on fire.
Oh, shit.
Not the van.
Why?
My friends are in there.
My friends. Oopsies.
Yeah, I think... So you managed to pull on 3 and there's something moving around and you hear it suddenly screech out for a moment, and it doesn't air. It screeches out, and you start to hear this song play. Going, actually, you know what, Rash?
Yes.
You start to hear this song play. The song come from whatever this from the midair, the plain air, and I need you to roll me a sharp.
Oh, I believe my sharp is +1. So that's a 10.
Okay, so you with 10, you manage to shake off the effect of the false song. But one of your emotions is eaten away, at least temporarily at the moment. What is it?
No, not one of Raj's emotions. I got a good one. Raj's fear has been eaten.
So you're saying whatever little restraint he has is totally gone now?
Completely gone.
Does he stab himself in the ear?
Oh no.
Okay, yeah, so you guys can't see it at this point, but you do get the sense that it's there. It seems to have picked up on that you guys noticed the dust. You don't see any dust moving around? What do you do?
Okay. Is this an unnatural creature?
Maybe.
Okay, good. Rash wants to try to cast out evil. You may banish an unnatural creature from your presence.
Okay, then I need you to roll. If I remember correctly, roll that beam footage.
Because I gotta roll my tough. Come on. Okay, this is not that bad. Thankfully, I have a +2, so I got a 9. It takes a little while for the banishing to take effect.
Can I help out to make that a 10, if that possible?
Okay, how do you help out?
Let's see. Well, I mean, I have that. Is my flamethrower chest still going on?
Yeah, it's still going on.
So I think what I want to try and do is use, like, the flamethrower chest to kind of, if the creature is still here, to distract it, I guess. So, like, maybe just in the general area of where I think it is, just, like, using my chest as, like a distraction.
Okay, you're just kind of, like, strafing the area with your flamethrower chest.
Yeah, and hoping that it also helps me heal a little bit if I catch some shit on fire.
Okay, yeah, I think that works. I think between you, Raj, you start to focus this power, and you feel it resist, and then... you see your robot friend just go out there flaming like a flaming robot.
It's beautiful.
Why are you signing hot?
Oh my god.
So that is a 9 for help out.
Okay.
But, you know, exposing myself to danger is kind of the whole point. So I'm willing to take that.
I think as you're going out and you're doing this, you manage to help it out. You manage to help scare it off, but it manages to get out one last loud shriek that hits you, and you take 2 points of damage as you can hear it moving back into the woods.
And I imagine this is when Rash finally hears the walkie.
Yeah.
And that's when Rash would look at Leon and go, I'll be right back. Boom.
Okay, so you use angel wings to teleport over?
Oh, yeah.
You teleport.
Did we both go, or is it just Raj?
Oh, it's just gonna be Raj.
Okay.
Raj, you teleport in the middle of the woods just in time to get hit by a skateboarding bear. as the group collides with you, and then the group he kind of tumbles with the group away. Like, yo, what's up with that? What the heck, yo? Why you be dissing me, dog?
Oh, great.
You hear this bear yelling at you.
Raz just looks at the bear and is just, I have no idea any words that just came out of your mouth. Can you please speak in a language I understand?
Yo, check it. You gotta just give respect if you want respect, bro, yo.
I do not have a yo-yo on me. What are you talking about?
No, bro, yo. Yo, bro, I'm just talking about you being respectful to the trees and the forest. I'm from the wild, and not the wild for why. There's a little nod to Shrimpy Crits.
There you go.
Raz just raises an eyebrow, and he's just, I'm not your brother. I'm so confused. What are you? Then he starts to be like, oh, God, you're another one of them. You're another one.
Yo, bro, you talking disrespect to me with that old-fashioned zoot suit and a zippo? You not be respecting the woods, bro, yo-yo.
No, again, don't have this yo-yo you speak of.
Yo, I'm not using yo-yo as in the thing, bro. I'm talking about yo as in, yo, check yourself before you wreck yourself, bro.
And two, boy. It's like, you wouldn't even understand what fashion is. Raz just dusts his suit off. It's like, I make this look good.
I don't care about fashion, yo. I'm all about style. And he flicks up the skateboard and catches it.
You look like a 10-year-old.
You look like a grandma.
Grandma with his fashion sense. Wiley!
From the back of this cartoon bear, Alexander just pipes up and says, yes, you both look fabulous. Now, Raz, where is our automaton friend?
Oh yeah, that's why I came over here. Yeah. So we were taking care of some invisible menace. We made it go away.
Good.
And then you called on the walkie.
Uh-huh.
And I came over here.
Yes.
And then I got hit by the rude bear.
Uh-huh.
I don't like him.
That's fair enough, but I'm sure he doesn't like you either. I barely like you. That's okay. I won't. He's been carrying me, and it's been quite nice.
You know, you could always ride on my back, but you don't. It hurts my feelings.
Well, you don't pick me up and carry me when I'm injured, so.
Raz is now in the chair of form.
No.
Yo, this fell over here is just tripping balls for me now.
Yeah.
Wiley!
This is his normal, unfortunately. Let's go back to the camp and try and keep the people safe. You remember what that's like, Raz? The thing that we're here to do? Keeping people safe?
He called me a vampire.
And?
You know it hurts me.
I understand. But you also know that he doesn't know what the fuck you are. I'm still just yelling at him from the back of this bed. Like, I'm draped over his shoulder.
We need fan art of this. This is a fan art. We need the fan art of this. This is just...
He's so just like pointing to his back.
Jason, is it wrong that I just picture Alexander as you with darker roots?
With what?
Darker roots, like go with the demonic thing.
That's fair. That's fair. He's a well-dressed lad.
Raz is now just looking for Wiley. He's like, Wiley!
I mean, he's standing right on front of the skateboard.
Oh.
Yeah, Riley was standing on the skateboard before he like kickflipped it, so.
There you are, Wiley.
Yeah?
You've made me proud. Did you remember the golden rule? Did you keep the group together?
Well, I mean, no, because we split from you, but other than that, yes?
Good. I know you would never embellish. So, good job.
I passed the test.
Alrighty. Well, let's all go back to camp. I'll bump you all over there.
Sounds good to me.
The other role to be in the...
Oh, damn it! That's a 10. We all get where we need to go.
We all get where we need to go.
I'm sorry, that's an 11.
We all get where we need to go.
Yeah.
We all teleport home.
away from this.
Home sweet home.
You know, I just would like to think that Raj made sure to have, is it Brogy? He made sure that when teleporting over, that Brogy was just a little above the air, so he fell down
like a dick.
Brogy falls on the ground and has the spinny birds around his head for a moment. His glasses off, askew. Askew, I say.
You literally, Raj is just in the back going.
Okay, so now that we're back at the camp, are both the NPCs, both the regular fucking humans in this show, are both here, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Our van isn't here, though, right?
No, the van's still there.
Okay, our van is here, and also the truck is here.
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to put both of the humans in our van and, like, set them up so they can wait out the night and sleep.
Okay. That sounds like a manipulate someone.
Yeah, sure. That is an 11.
Okay. They just kind of, they're tired of all this bullshit, and they're just like, all right, yeah, we'll sleep there.
Yeah, you guys just hang out in here and don't open the doors, don't open the windows, just stay in here and you'll be fine, okay? Whatever this is doesn't want to attract more attention than it already is getting from us. And so the further away from us that you guys are and tucked away, the safer off you'll be.
Raj is just shouting from the back, don't you dare eat all my crocodiles!
Edgar looks back, his mouth filled with three crocodiles.
Alex, like, leans over and says, you can have one crocodile.
I see him in your mouth. Alexander, you owe me my crocodiles.
Yeah, put it on my tab.
Roscoe says, if you can find Donald, I know it's after just whatever the fuck that thing is. I don't know, I don't know if there's hope, but find him, find out what happened to him, please.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
And then they close the door.
Yeah, I take the radio that I, like, picked up off the ground before we teleported and call into the ranger and say, hey, we have some people out here at campsite 10. They're going to be tucked away in our van for the rest of the night, I think. But if you want to come out here and check on them, that's where they'll be. We have an idea of what's going on around here, so just be careful, and if you can, try not to move around alone, okay?
All right, copy.
I also think that in the background, Leon's just kind of like, Master Alexander, please let him know there are some scorch marks on the ground and some of the trees. I had a slight malfunction and became a flamethrower a little while ago.
Raj is actually just had a thought, and he just goes, Hey, Alex, I just had a thought. The ranger usually knows everything, usually has a pretty good idea of what's going on in the woods.
Yes?
Here's my concern. Why was he sending people to this campsite knowing these things are here?
Well, he said that the people that came he couldn't close down the park without making people worry there was something going on and causing a panic, and these people were too stubborn to leave.
Raj just doesn't like the idea that he's basically been sacrificing people.
Yeah, I see. So outside of the narrative of what's going on here, I see, like, that thought process. I don't know if necessarily that's fully justified by, like, the stuff that we've learned, because it seemed like, from what I understood of, like, our conversation previously, the park ranger, like, was distraught over the possibility of Brogy taking people, but, like, it like he said previously, like, Brogy wasn't coming around this area at all, so it just, like, didn't make sense, and he couldn't stop these people from coming into this park area.
Yeah, because there wasn't enough evidence that they were being taken at the camp, necessarily.
Ooh, actually, this is a good thing, because then Raj actually has some very important questions for the ranger.
Okay, yeah, if you want to pursue that.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, not for him. It's just, there's something not adding up for Raj. something's weird. He's just like, Raz is just going to look at Alexander and go, there's something weird about all of this. Besides us.
I mean, yeah, we are us, but I also just fought a giant invisible worm with a cartoon cat and was saved by a cartoon bear riding a skateboard, so.
Yeah. So here's my idea. So I'm wondering, they had to come from somewhere. Did someone summon these things?
Maybe. I mean,
I don't like this.
Brian, do you know what you just did?
Oh no.
You gave him an idea.
Yeah. Yes.
God damn it. No.
So, inside of the fiction, it's like, well, if someone is summoning these things, then that's a bigger problem. But I think the first thing that we have to do is find where they're taking these people to. They wanted to take Wily away with them and, like, retreat somewhere, so they have to have a den.
That makes a lot of sense. And did either of you happen to get any kind of look at what its body looked like? Like, what kind of potential creature? Was it serpentine? Was it more...
Oh, there's something I forgot to mention that should stick out to Wily.
Yeah?
Brogy looks more like a normal bear than you remember.
Oh, like he doesn't look cartoonish?
He looks cartoonish, but it's closer to... It's kind of strange. It's like...
He looks like Smokey the Bear?
He looks CGI'd?
He looks kind of like Smokey the Bear. Like, you recognize him as Brogy, but he looks like... I don't know. It's almost like whatever's going on, it's maybe it's a... Actually, you know, we'll be investigate a mystery on this.
Okay, yeah.
So I had a quick question. Has Wily told us about what he found in the campfire yet?
He was about to. He was kind of letting this all play out first. He was planning to join in. So I unfortunately roll a 6. That does level me up, though, if my experience... That does level me up, though, if my experience from the last game counts.
It does. Yeah, you guys, your sheet count from game to game.
Okay.
Okay.
You were about to say something, though, Jason?
Oh, I was asking you if you wanted me to help you out and, like, jog your memory a bit, but if you want to take the experience point.
Gotcha. I think probably not, just because it was something I was noticing about him on my own, so I wasn't vocalizing it, so I don't know if you would have known that I was doing that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I'm going to increase my cool by 1, so that'll also be a 2 now.
I think with that failure, you just wonder if maybe there was a CGI Brogy film that you didn't know about. Maybe that he's a Brogy from a world, but because he's part, they're part, you guys are part of the same multiverse, or what's the term?
The same intellectual. There we go. Intellectual property.
The same studio. Maybe he just recognizes you because he knows a Wily, and he's just assuming the same thing.
Right. So we're both like, I'm assuming that he's just rolling in with it, so I'm just kind of rolling with it.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming he's from some other property. So I see this, I recognize it, and because I'm just kind of rolling with it, I don't see any reason to call it out. You know, he just that's what he thinks. So he's not gonna point out to anybody that he looks weird. He's just gonna kind of keep that to himself. What he does say is, while we're all sitting here talking about the plan, he just says, you know, I when we were here earlier, I was looking around and I found these glasses. He like holds them out. I found these glasses in the campfire and kind of signs of a scuffle around it, and that's when the thing came and dragged the kid away. So I don't know, it seems like, you know, people are just being abducted from this place. Does anybody recognize these?
Brogy speaks up like, yo, Donald Poe. He's not gonna be happy about those. Broken.
Yo, wait, how do you know Donald?
I've been trying to protect people.
Then why don't you just take them back to the ranger station? There are people worried for these people. Bad bear. Bad.
Yo, you don't know?
We don't know what? What do we not know?
What do we not know?
The ranger was the first one taken.
You see Raz just start to shake with anger.
So, Master Brogy, you are telling us that the ranger we met earlier is not alive?
Hey, so... I knew it.
I think at this revelation, you guys hear over the intercom systems in the park. You just hear...
Alex is just going to look over to Leon and go, hey, Leon, you want to pick up that phone? Because I fucking called it!
If it is time, we can do it.
You hear a Metallica song playing over the inner...
Is it fucking Master of Puppets?
Oh, yes.
Yes, it is!
Once again, Raz has just got like a bulging vein on the side of his head. Just,
I think you hear Leon go, I find this music very pleasing as well.
I think Alexander like turns to Raz and says, you can get him.
I'm going to hurt him so much, guys. I can poof. Wait, can I poof to him?
You could go at least to the ranger station with the way that Angel Wings works.
Yeah.
So if he's not at the ranger station, he won't be there. But if he is, you will be going alone either way.
I have a plan. I have an idea. That's the last thing Raz will say as he poofs to the ranger station.
Now I gotta get out my Monster of the Week book.
What have I done?
You gave me an idea.
No!
Oh no.
Yeah, I think after Raz poofs away, Alexander says, like, okay, everyone in the van.
Yeah.
Yep, into the van. Away!
You know, just for flavor, as like Raz gets to the ranger station, before anything happens, he's just pulling out a cigarette and just lighting it.
In his fucking like hyperspace in between the two points.
Yep, it's just like, alright, this is probably the worst idea I've ever had, but let's do this.
You put another monster in here, man.
God damn it!
Yeah, Sean's out here statting out another character.
Why can't I just keep my mouth shut? No, I just had to start thinking. I'm like, logically, this just seems like this is what's going on, but no.
Gotta be careful what you say around a dungeon mat or a keeper. They can and will use it against you in game.
No, I'm starting to feel like this is revenge from the Chronicles of Darkness game.
Why would this be revenge?
Is this because of what's happening in Astermart? Is this revenge, Sean?
Not revenge.
Oh no. I apparently messed with Eric's... I messed with them all so much they burned down a fucking bar.
Well, that's the fun part.
Oh, nice. I actually have... Oh, there's ice. There's actually a book. There's actually a monster in this book that I can use.
I like how we have another monster that we're fighting that's not even the main monster now.
No!
Oopsies.
This isn't even right, man.
Oh, no. This is the best part is, you probably aren't going to be able to kill this other monster. This is going to be your this is your arc villain.
What?
Oh shit.
Oh yeah, that seems fair. Yeah,
because I'm reworking.
I don't want a total party death.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm setting up the arc villain. You fought them once in one form. Now you got to feel. Now they're not hiding behind a shell.
Oh no, I know exactly who this is, and I don't like this. I don't want to confront this person. Last time, Raz was a bitch for most of the time. He hid until, like, he did a teleport to cut off a head.
Yeah, that was just one of the pieces of Jehovah, not the big fish.
You monster. I just heard that name. Don't you just, you just can't glance over that. One of the coolest aspects of Final Fantasy they've never really dove into. That, well, then again, it's just because it's Lovecraftian, and I'm just a massive fanboy for anything Lovecraftian.
Yeah, Jehovah, like the whole Jehovah plotline stuff in 7's really cool.
I just want it so much more. I want it so much more from it, but it was just bang.
Hey, maybe in the remake. Maybe they'll expound on that in the remake. They're expounding on a lot of shit, apparently.
Very true, because there's just so much to expand upon there with in the past, like how the hell they even, like what she looked like whole.
Right.
Because we've only seen pieces of Jehovah.
I gotta tell Adam, too, that you made me put another creature in it. You know that, right, Brian? All right, so make sure I got something in here to keep the page, because I won't give you the page, because I know some of you guys have the book.
I will remember. Like I said, I will remember this.
I think as you guys get in the van, Brogy seems to look confused about something.
Interesting.
Okay, Brogy is confused. I'm not entirely sure Alexander would pick up on this. I've also been taking quite a lot of the action for people, and I want to share the space.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I was actually just about to say that I feel like this is something that Wily would definitely notice, because he actually knows Brogy. So he just says, you all right, Brogy? You seem confused.
Yeah, Wily. I'm confused. Whatever is attacking people, I don't think it can take human shape. I've never seen it take human shape.
Have you ever seen it? Alexander is like driving us up to the ranger's office.
A few times, but they usually like it knocked me. That's because I don't know. I got it. It would smack me in the ground, and I get my head full of dirt, and then I could see it for a little bit, and then shake my head, and I could see, and then I stopped seeing it. But it was like it was trying to eat more people. But I don't know, guys. I'm worried about Donald now. He's out in the cliffs. What if it goes to get him?
We will have to deal with that.
Yeah, that's kind of worrying. He's alone?
Yeah, it's like he's over in my cave. I took him there to protect him because like I wasn't sure how to get out of the park. I couldn't go to the ranger station. It was weird. But I know that I knew before that he took the ranger because like I remember taking him, trying to make me forget. I wanted to forget, but then I was like I can't remember his name, but I can't remember. But I just know it's the ranger, and then I knew it was the ranger because I saw the ranger was what the first head took, and then there was another head, and then there was took another person, and there was another head. That's why I almost started to figure out how to like you know like not look for it. You know what I'm saying, Yael?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think I'm following along.
You can't go to the ranger station.
Yeah, it's like I know it's a thing, but it doesn't. I don't recognize it.
Something seems weird.
Ugh, I'm torn.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what we should do next. You know,
you guys should do what's right. Go to Donald.
I mean, yeah, if you get in a bad scrape, you can.
I got an idea.
You can run away, yeah.
Yeah, you can poof to us. You can bamf to us.
I think Leon, being the guardian, would be like, I think we need to go to Donald. Get him first. Raj can mostly take care of himself, and if he needs to get us, he can blink, I believe.
Yes, I think that's probably our best idea there, because Donald is definitely not anywhere near being able to protect himself like Raj is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess then Alexander just like turns the van and starts heading towards the area of the cliffs, driving us on like the best path through there, if there even is one.
Yeah, there is a path. If you look at the map, right after, if you look at the map, you get before you turn to go to the north entrance, you can take a left instead of a right, and then it'll head you towards the Obsidian Cliffs.
Yeah, so we get to where we would like almost be to the north entrance, and then like I go along and like we make the choice and turn left instead of going towards Raj.
I think as you guys approach the north entrance, you notice something really weird just before you take the turn to head towards the cliff. Brogy starts to fade.
Oh.
For just a moment, and he takes on more bear-like appearances. And he panics and he starts flitting around and he starts making bear noises. He's not talking, but as he turns towards the cliff and heads away from the north entrance, he starts to change back to how he was when you guys saw him. Just maybe a little less animated, cartoonish. He looks at his hands in concern.
I just want to know, who does Raj walk in on? No, what's my cliffhanger? What's Raj's cliffhanger?
I think your cliffhanger is that you don't know what's happening to you until...
Yeah. No, you see in a very attractively buttoned ranger outfit, you see your old friend, the woman who... woman from the end of the last mystery, just holding a bat and just smiling in your direction, saying, "Oh, Raj, you poor fool."
And I guess the last name from Raz is just a fuck. God damn it.
How'd you guys like the mystery so far?
Why, Poppers? Why? Every time I think Raz can't do anything else to just exasperate the situation, he goes and poofs to the ranger station by himself. And what about Alexander, Wily, and Brogy? What are they going to encounter on their trip up to the freaking mountaintop? Oh boy. Well, you're going to have to wait till the next episode, Poppers. And if you enjoyed this episode, remember to leave us a review and share us with your friends. It really helps us in the long end. And to follow us along on Twitter at Dungeons & Pop. And if you would like to talk with the cast, join us on the Dungeons & Pop Discord social channel. And who knows, you might join us on one of our next shows, because we're out to play with everyone.